You're listening to Quixie 98.3 and Praise and Shine. Our devotional message this morning is a designed deficiency. There's a natural spring that rises on the east side of the city of Jerusalem. In ancient times, it was the city's only water supply and was located outside the walls. Thus, it was the point of Jerusalem's greatest vulnerability. The exposed spring meant that the city, otherwise impenetrable, could be forced to surrender if an attacker were to divert or dam the spring. King Hezekiah addressed this weakness by driving a tunnel through 1,750 feet of solid rock from the spring into the city, where it flowed into the lower pool. But in all of this, as pointed out in Isaiah 22:11, Hezekiah did not look to the one who made it, or have regard for the one who planned it long ago. Planned what? God himself planned the city of Jerusalem in such a way that its water supply was unprotected. The spring outside the wall was a constant reminder that the inhabitants of the city must depend solely on God for their salvation. Can it be that our deficiencies exist for our good? Indeed, the Apostle Paul said that he would boast in his limitations because it was through weakness that the beauty and power of Jesus was seen in him. Look in 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 9 and 10. Can we then regard each limitation as a gift that reveals God as our strength? What are your deficiencies? How are they helping you gain trust in God? God knows we are weak, and we pray that others will see that God is our strength. This is Scott Gettle. Thank you so much for joining us on Quixie 98.3 and Praise and Shine. Have a great day. Stay safe. Be well. God bless.